days in the saddle, which could leave them too sore to ride off into the sunset. And that led to the development of the Western saddle. Large and sturdy, this saddle was modeled on the type used by Spanish conquistadors, and it made chasing cows a less painful experience. Today, riders still saddle up Western style, which is more relaxed than English style, with the reins held in one hand instead of two. The contours of the saddle seat are more pronounced for added comfort. A Western saddle also has a horn for looping rope called the lariat in cowboy lingo. It starts with the saddle tree, made from laminated wood covered in sections of rawhide. An artisan cuts out the saddle skirt and other components using a hydraulic press. He cuts the saddle seat by hand with this tool called a head knife. The seat gets special attention because it's being custom made for a particular horse. He shaves the edges of each cutout so it can be tucked neatly onto the saddle tree. The technique is called skiving. He brushes glue on the leather section that fits around the stem of the saddle horn. Then he works it into position, creating a lip around the horn's top. He presses the horn cap onto the leather rim top, then crimps the edges together. He collects tacks with the magnetic tip of a hammer, then pounds them through the leather cap, securing it to the wood. A thick leather cutout hides the nail heads. He carves a groove around the top of the horn and punches holes through the leather. This will make it easier to sew the layers together. He uses two needles to interlock the stitches. This secures the cap and gives the saddle horn a tailored look. To complete the horn, the saddle maker trims away excess leather with a special forked blade. Now the artisan builds up sections of the saddle tree with strategically placed strips of leather. He skives away some leather to improve the form. Then he places a leather-backed piece of tin over the built-up areas and nails it down. This part will add strength to the seat. He continues shaping the seat, then shaves the edges to blend it to the saddle tree. The seat area gets one last leather buildup and some intensive skiving and sanding. Next, he glues and nails leather around the base of the horn, an area called the swells. He then applies leather to the back of the seat, called the cantle. After cutting away surplus leather, the artisan uses this edging tool to trim the skirt. This makes it smooth, so it won't chafe the horse or the rider. Another worker immerses the saddle seat in warm water. This makes the leather soft and pliable, allowing it to be shaped. He drapes the seat around the built-up saddle tree and straps it down. As it dries, it hardens into the shape of the tree. He shapes the back section of the seat separately and pins the wet leather to dry to the form. Then he glues the whole seat to the saddle tree. But there's much more to be done before it's ready for ranch duty, so stay tuned.